Good morning, a Friday morning. We're with Melissa Mangini, editor of the Albany Business Review. Good morning, Melissa.
Good morning.
Well, most of us have heard of places like Grubhub, but have you heard of Melio, which in the capital region has hit record highs for orders?
That's right. Since they opened in 2008, they've grown every month, but its growth has been unprecedented during this crisis. The CEO, Blake Hannon, said the company has completed more than 5,000 orders per day during the pandemic. A more normal number before the crisis was about 2,000 orders per day. With restaurants not being allowed to have people dine inside, online sales for these places are surging. Like other food delivery services, customers can order through the Melio website or smartphone app. And while some national services have been getting negative attention for high or hidden service fees, Hannon said Melio is more straightforward about the cut it takes. The company offers restaurants different packages, and some get discounts based on whether Melio is the only service that they use. Hannon said more than 200 new restaurants reached out about partnering within a couple weeks of the shutdown. Melio has about a dozen office staff and is still hiring. For restaurant partners, priority goes to ones that use Melio exclusively. And then other restaurants that use Uber Eats and Grubhub and services like that are placed on a wait list. Melio has about 200 drivers. And in the last 30 days, the company has gotten about 500 applications for new drivers, many from servers and bartenders who have been furloughed. And between the higher driver pay and the discounts restaurants get for using the service exclusively, Melio only breaks even on some orders. But Blake Hannon, the CEO, said keeping everyone happy is part of his long-term strategy.
Well, now let's talk about a bank which is foreclosing on one of the Albany region's largest office buildings. This is an old Montgomery Ward building, right?
That's right. The owner of Riverview Center in Menands is losing the property to bank foreclosure because it wasn't able to refinance a $30.4 million mortgage. According to Thomas Rosenthal, who's the general partner for Riverview Assets, the Brooklyn-based owner, he says the economic fallout from the COVID-19 pandemic isn't the reason lenders won't take on the debt. He said it's because state government agencies, mainly the Department of Health, fill most of the building at 150 Broadway. Those leases take a long time to renew and include a clause enabling the state to leave at any time without a penalty. Rosenthal said lenders don't like these because there is no incentive to tell the landlord if they are staying or going. He said he wasn't able to get an extension on the Riverview Center mortgage or refinance the debt before the balloon payment on the five-year loan was due in early April. The lender will foreclose on the property in a few weeks. And as you mentioned, the building was built in 1929 as a store and warehouse for Montgomery Ward. It was converted to offices in the 1980s. And Riverview Assets, the current owner, bought the property in 2004. Vicarious Visions, the video game developer, moved into the space in 2006, and Riverview expected more private sector firms to follow, but state government remained the primary tenant. Vicarious moved out 2 years ago, and the State Office of Temporary and Disability Assistance left last year. Combined, they accounted for more than $800,000 in annual rent, according to the real estate research firm Trepp. The owner tried to attract more private sector tenants last year by renovating the space and adding an indoor walking track and other amenities. But Rosenthal said investors will lose millions of dollars when the property is taken over by the lender.
She is Melissa Mangini, the editor of the Albany Business Review. You can head to albanybusinessreview.com to read more. Melissa, thanks. We'll catch up with you next week.
Thank you. Sounds good.